Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Do not be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David."
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm Jason.
I'm John.
I don't know if you guys heard what just happened, but the time of year that it is, I felt like that next verse should have been read to. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you out.
All good.
What book is this? Luke.
Luke, chapter 2, starting in verse 9. I read through verse 11. Savior has been born today in the Bethlehem, the city of David.
Okay, and then verse 12 is, "And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." That is a huge, huge part of Christmas.
Yeah, the Christmas season, the vision of Christmas.
Yeah, and you know, you get the nativity scenes, the baby in the, you know, he's in the baby in the manger and stuff like that. So, we're coming up, this is the Christmas episode.
This is the Christmas episode, the one that releases right before Christmas.
Yeah, so that is the only reason that I felt like that should have been delivered. So my bad.
It's all good. It's all good. It's not like we discussed it before I started there, you know what I mean, honest with you. So, and honestly, I started at a verse sooner than I wanted to. I think I wanted to just do 10 and 11. So, you know, anytime God's word can be expanded upon, I think it's a good thing anyway, yeah. So it doesn't matter. I think you're right. The thing that's been standing out to me a lot for this season so far for me is just how immense the prophecy of Christ was, and how many things were prophetically spoken about his existence that came to be true once he existed and died and rose again. And you're talking hundreds and hundreds of years prior to his birth, hundreds and hundreds of years. The book of Isaiah was literally 900 years before he was born. Yeah, and that's one of the most prophetic books
in the Bible. So how far the book of Job?
It's before that, way before that.
See, actually. And then our Bible roulette.
Yes,
the
you
book
did.
Of Job.
Yeah.
I know my Redeemer, and I know he will walk among the earth.
Yep. So he was already seeing.
Yeah, and that's Job. That's the dude struggling with life is kicking him in the freaking testicles right now.
The cojones.
Bad. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and every person that he cares about has either died or is kicking him in the teeth.
Yeah.
Friends, wife, everything. Yeah. Children are gone. All his possessions gone. His health is gone. I mean, and he says, but yet I know my Redeemer lives, and he will walk among this earth. You know what I mean? Like, very, very interesting. Yeah. Very, very powerful scripture.
Before we get too far into this, we hadn't said our prayer yet.
Yes, sir.
Brother John's going to say a quick little prayer. And we'll get started. I feel like this is going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this opportunity. We, as always, commit this time to you. We ask that you guide anybody who could possibly need what we have to say right now to be listening. Father, and if they are listening, know that they are loved and that there is hope found in relationship with you. Thank you, Father, for being so gracious and so loving that you sacrificed your one and only Son to prepare for us, to save us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Man. So last week, I aptly named the episode, the 010s. We got into a conversation about our success rate in life and in this walk, and how we're batting like in the 010s.
Yeah.
We don't even have 100. We're at the 010s.
Yeah.
Percent. And you know, some of the conversation we were having before we started the show tonight, like it just kind of screamed that conversation. Man, in the game of life, in the game of this walk, in this relationship, I'm really not that successful. I'm swinging and missing,
dude,
a lot.
Look, yeah, we were starting to kind of expand on this a little bit. Before we started,
yep.
I am a daily sinner, not intentionally,
of course,
but I am. The way I act, the way I talk, the way I care for people, the things I say, I am 100% a daily sinner. I don't want to be that way, but I'm not worthy of going to heaven. I know I'm not.
Right.
But I know that I have favor because I do believe in Jesus Christ. I do believe that he is the Son of God. I know that he died and rose again
right.
on the third day.
Right.
So that anybody that believes in him will have abundant and eternal life. I know that.
Yep.
It's just hard for me to wrap my mind around someone so perfect sacrificing, making the ultimate sacrifice, yeah. being the sacrifice, so that someone like me, like you, we've talked about this before, like me, like you,
yep.
has, why would you make the only perfect being to ever walk the face of the earth suffer such a horrendous execution? I'm not going to call it a crucifixion. That was an execution. I mean, it's the most painful way and the most drawn out, time consuming. Like, dude, you're talking about just like hours and hours and hours of torture.
Yeah.
To save someone like me.
Yeah. So my dad and I were actually talking about the crucifixion a little bit earlier and talking about the passion of Christ, which is for us, it's the single best depiction that we have ever had. However, based on biblical fact and medical fact.
It's gruesome, not even close. But it's not even close. Yeah, it's close. So gruesome, but it's not even close.
It was so bad that like he was unrecognizable. His genitalia were gone. Like he's.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But yet he's still carrying a cross. Yeah.
We've talked about this a couple times. We've talked about the fact that
that's God. That has to be God.
Right? Him, dude. Look, people can say, "Oh, it's the adrenaline." No, it's not.
The adrenaline's just making you bleed more.
That's something supernatural because, as humans, we would not have made it that far. Like made it so far that he was getting. They jabbed a spear in the side of in his side.
There's no way, dude.
Dude, I mean this, and it's like he. He pushed it to such a point where, okay, look, at this point, you got to understand, like, okay, there's no human being on the face of the earth that's going to be able to withstand all of this for so long and still be putting up the fight.
Yeah. and carry the burden all the way.
He did it
up the hill. If that doesn't scream, like, you know,
it's supernatural. It's supernatural, and not the supernatural like ghost and boo. None of that stuff. It's supernatural, like it's the spirit of God.
Right.
The spirit of God in a fleshly form is, I mean, because let me tell you this right now. If you don't think that God could, I mean, God could make us that powerful. And if, I mean, he could. And he's not going to make us that powerful. We're not him in the flesh.
Right.
But he can do those things for us. If, you know, the Bible says that with your faith, you can say to this mountain, cast into the sea, and that it will.
Yeah.
And you say to this fig tree, maybe it's the fig tree into the sea.
Yeah, be uprooted and cast into the sea.
Yeah, and the mountain, this mountain is,
jump from here to there.
Yeah. That's the power we have just by our faith. Yep. Like, can you imagine being actual living flesh of God?
Yeah. I mean, this is why I think the image of Christ, if you really understand the depth of the physical punishment that he paid before he went, actually got to the top of that hill, when he's carrying the cross with the crown on his head, if you really understand the physical depth of that, that's, and then he still was able to carry that cross. That's what I can do all things through Christ looks like to me.
Who strengthens me.
Exactly. Because the same spirit that raised him from the dead lives within you and me too.
Yeah.
Right? That's what gives us authority over the enemy. But none of this is possible without him coming.
Ooh, man, talk about that authority over the enemy thing. We were just having that conversation too.
Look, it's a thing. In this world right now, it is becoming more and more prevalent.
They're not even trying to hide it anymore.
No, it's gotten very, very
open. It's very open. And the part of it that bothers me the most is there's so many people unknowingly, willingly participating.
Exactly.
That's unknowingly, like they don't know.
Yeah.
But just you're watching them, they're so willingly involved. And it's like, bro,
what are you doing?
Yes, dude. Like,
but I think that kind of goes to that point that you were kind of trying to make to me earlier about, like, dude, like, he doesn't even I don't think that kid even recognizes he has a soul.
Yeah.
For him to give it up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. So let's back up just a little bit because I think if listening to it how it is now,
it'd
be real easy to be kind of lost in what we're saying. We've talked about this on the show before. There's a clip with Brendan Fraser, and I don't remember the name of the movie. I'm pretty sure it's the one with Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah.
And he's talking about, I sold my soul. He's like, what could you have done? He's like, I'm a bad man. He's like, well, what could you have done? He's like, I sold something. Well, what did you sell? And he's like, I sold something very valuable. Something along these lines.
Yep.
He's like,
we shared that clip.
Yeah. And he's saying, I sold my soul. And he's like, and that dude's like, man, don't even worry about it. You can't sell something that don't belong to you.
100%.
Now, we opened this conversation with, there's a video. I'm not going to say names because I don't want this to seem like gossip or unknowingly factual. We don't know if it's factual. We don't even know, you know. Anyways, there's a video of a young man with an artist that's very well known in the satanic community putting on a mask.
Yep.
And then that artist is saying, now I got your soul.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we talked about this kid and kind of, he's pretty popular. He's pretty well known.
Yeah.
We as humans, we don't know. Until you start to have that relationship with God, until you actually start having a walk with Christ, let's just put it this way, you don't even recognize you have a soul. You know what I mean? Like you've heard.
Yeah.
Oh, man, God bless your soul. You know, things like that. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
But you don't even start to understand that you have a soul. It's not until you are in this walk when you realize. And I think at that point, if you're in this walk and you realize you have a soul, you would never put yourself in that position.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely not.
Would you put a mask on that a known devil worshippers handing you?
Never. No. Hey, right. I don't even want to touch that.
I'd rather wear Leatherface's wig or mask. You know what I mean? Like, I'll put his mask on, but I'm not putting yours on, dude.
I think that the thing about it is like exactly what you're saying about the sad part of it is we people are so deceived. And the nonchalant.
How easily, too.
Oh, goodness gracious. The thing about that video that blows my mind in that moment is the nonchalantness of it. Right? Yeah.
Because he puts it on. He's like, let me see the mask. And he's like, hands it to him. He's like,
And then he's like, now I got your soul.
Yeah. It's the creepiness of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And like, dude, the mask that the other dude's wearing is creepy as fuck.
Oof. Yeah. Fornicators.
Yeah, dude. I mean, okay. So when we were talking about that, I brought up the point that that is a scary individual.
Yeah.
It doesn't scare me physically.
No.
He scares me spiritually because he's carrying something that I personally, you know, like we fight the enemy on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Knowingly or unknowingly, we are fighting him, but we're fighting him in small battles.
Yeah.
You know, the temptation to be lustful, the temptation to lie, the temptation to steal, these things. We're the fighting, battle of the- dude, yeah, the death by a thousand cuts, per se.
Right. Ooh, yeah.
We're fighting that kind of battle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're not fighting the sword to the temple.
Right.
That is the sword to the temple kind of fight.
Right.
That dude is putting you in a position where he's, you can go, look. That I don't know that I could pray enough to feel comfortable enough to sit in an area with him.
Yeah.
I would prefer myself be nowhere near at any given point in time.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
If he's in Antarctica, I want to be at the top of Canada.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I am not.
There's a thing about what you're saying that makes it feel like almost like it's contagious. Right, like it's going to get on you.
Well,
just because you're in his presence.
That's the thing is, okay, so, you know, we talk about put on the full armor of God. When you put on the full armor of God, you protect yourself. That's the ultimate protection.
Right.
Okay. What more protection could you possibly have over distance?
None. Obviously. Right? Obviously.
If you separate yourself from someone by, let's say, I don't know how far that is. Let's just say 4,500 miles.
Something in that range.
It's going to be real hard for them to do damage to you.
Right. And I think what you just said, that it kind of brings to mind exactly what's happening in the world, is that distance is shrinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't get far away from everything like you used to. You know what I mean?
Go back 30 years. Go back 30 years. Look at the difference 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Dude, man, I'm just like it's gotten so out of control so fast.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to sound like I'm not the conspiracy guy, like, oh, this is what they're doing. They're throwing seeds out in the clouds and you know what I mean? Like, no, this is not what I'm doing. Right. The enemy is real. He's living, he's present, he's walking among us, and he is dictating people's thoughts and he's making people do certain things. This dude's story. Is he started doing this so that he could gain favor in Hollywood? This is his thing so that he could become popular. And he said as soon as he started making the living sacrifices, he started making money. He started making serious money. Okay.
Can't do it.
This dude, you hear these things about this guy. You want to tell me you want to sit in a room with this dude?
No, I'm good.
When he's talking about, I can put your name and your birth date in this bowl. And whatever I want to happen to you happens to you. Shot, stabbed, whatever. Get bent, bro. I'm going to end up like the dude on, what's the last, it's one of the last Fridays. It's when he duct tapes the phone books all over him to go to the party. That's how I'm going to be with Bibles.
Yeah. Yeah. You were talking about the full armor.
Yeah. The armor
out of the Bible.
Yeah. Just try to stab me when I got Bibles wrapped all around me. You know what I mean?
I think the crazy part of it is like, it's wild how much has changed in our lifetime, right? And like, so we were both born in 1980, mm-hmm. right? Within 4 months of each other.
Exactly
4 months of each other. And now 45 years later, the vastness of like, okay, my thing has always been that these things have always been there, right? Like,
oh yeah.
All of the sinful things that you see have always been there.
Yeah, but people didn't fall into that trap as much.
It is just so much more obvious. And nobody's hiding it anymore. Nobody's hiding anything anymore. Like, I heard veiled conversations of the satanic church. I heard veiled conversations of, you know what I mean? Like, it's in the distance. It's in the background, so far away from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, until the last, like, 20 years.
The problem is that it's become so, you know, us as humans, we've made it so popular to have an outside view, the woke opinion, let's per se. I'm not saying that this is what this is. I'm just saying, sure. Like, we're going to use this as an example.
Right.
When you have an outside view, oh, man, dude, you have such an expanded way of thinking. So what they do is they've perverted this. Right. They've perverted this into something that it's not.
Right.
You know what I mean? Back in the day, this is not a shot to gay people. But do you remember back in the day when you found out someone was gay, it wasn't because they ran out with their fingernails painted and they did all these crazy things. It's because when they usually announced it to a family member and it was like a, you know, it was a big deal. It's like they felt shame, but they didn't feel shame. Like they felt shame. They needed to get it out, essentially.
Yeah.
And then it got to where you're like, when I was in like late middle school, like in seventh, eighth grade-ish, I would hear like the girls around there like, oh, my gay friend. Oh, my gay friend. It was like, that was the popular thing. And then like you would see these dudes and you're like, gay? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it just, from there, it's morphed into other things. And it's just like, it became so, I'm not saying it shouldn't be socially accepted. I'm just saying it used to not be.
Right.
And then from that point to being socially accepted,
yeah.
Then the transgender movement came. And I know this is going to draw a lot of heat. But when's the last time you heard someone refer to themselves as they, them?
Yeah.
They, in or how does this go? They were so afraid of being cast in the sea that they begged Jesus to put them into a flock of pigs.
Yeah.
Demons.
Yeah.
Demons refer to themselves as they, them. Yeah. I'm not saying that every transgender person is a demon.
Look, this.
But I'm saying I don't mean, and this is probably going to be like really, this is probably really going to draw some fire, but I'm not, it is a demonic movement.
It's not this isn't a social stance, okay? No. Like everybody remove that from your thought processes, okay? We're talking about biblical stuff right here, okay? So yeah, what you're talking about is whenever Christ encountered
the demon,
a possessed person.
Yeah, and they
who was possessed by many.
Yes.
And they said, "What are you, the demons coming out? What are you doing here? Yeah. Why are you here?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?" Yeah, and they're like,
panic.
And they're like, "He's like, we are legion.
Yeah,
we are many, right?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Please don't kill us. Just cast us. Like, don't. You know what I mean? Like, don't punish us or whatever." And he's like, "Okay, go into the pigs then. Go.
Yeah.
I want to recognize this too. You know." This is how you know that he was not in a Jewish land. There were no pigs where there were Jews. Mm. So this is a land of people who are not Jewish.
That's why they were like, what are you doing?
Why are you here right now? Why are you bothering us? Don't kill us.
Yeah.
And let us go into those pigs. Okay, go to the pigs. And then they dived off of the
for fear that they would be cast into the lake of fire. They begged him to
be cast in the pigs.
To cast them into a herd of pigs.
Yes. And then they dove off of the cliff. We go. Which is crazy. The whole point was to me is just like how quickly things have become different. And I don't know if that's generationally different for us to other generations prior to us. Yeah. My dad is very much about how different things are compared to when he was younger. I've always been of the opinion that these things have always been around. Like
they have always been around, but I remember the first time. Okay, look, I know kidnapping has been around for probably a long time.
Sure.
We know that there was terroristic acts for a long time. We know all these things.
100%.
I remember the very first time I ever heard about a kid getting kidnapped. And I was like, what? Yeah. People take kids? Like, I'm like,
yeah.
My mom can't even stand to be around me.
Why the hell?
Someone wants to take me? You know what I mean? And my mom's like, shut up, get out. You know what I mean? Like, no disrespect to my mom, but you know how it is as a parent.
Oh, yeah. You get tired of them little birds.
Dude, there was no point in my life before I'd heard about a child getting kidnapped where I felt like kids were of any value. You know what I mean?
100%.
And then I'm like hearing about kids getting kidnapped. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What do they do with them?
Yeah.
Make them do the dishes?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Make them dump the trash? I mean, make them mow them? Rake up dog crap? Like, what are they doing with them?
Well, now you find out that they sell them into slavery.
It's a completely perverted situation.
Yeah. Have you seen that deal? Oh, gosh. It's Epstein Island, man. You saw about the Pinocchio thing? And as a kid, I never put these two things together. The when the kids get turned into donkeys and they go to the island of, dude, it's freaking mind-boggling.
Okay, so
it's terrifying.
This is from the 40s. Okay, here's another thing too. I am like I have a very very obscure, crazy thought about Disney anyways.
Well, it's probably strongly founded.
It's only personal opinion. It's not facts. It's just things that I've gathered. You know, like when you walk for 1,000 miles and you pick up nickels, every 10 feet, you pick up a healthy amount of coin.
Yeah.
So this is the same thing with information. When you walk and you're just getting these little tidbits of information, just kind of ba-ding, 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 and they're soaking in.
Yeah.
Those are things that you're going to hold on to. And it's...
The crazy part of it is it's like we talked about, though.
Disneyland or Disney World? You know how many kids a day come up missing at those places? You know, they police themselves, too.
They have their own police force.
Yes.
Yeah, sure enough.
Yeah. So they won't let, like, you know, Ron DeSantis has made this fight a couple times. You know, kids just come up missing. Gone.
Yeah.
Never to be seen again. Is that not suspicious?
That's pretty suspicious.
For an institute that's supposed to be for kids?
Yeah.
If a kid come up missing around me and I had my own police force and another department or another bureau or another investigative firm came in, I would be
cooperate.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'll get all of my guys on this. You get all of your guys on this. Let's find this. That's what normal people do. But to be like,
you don't belong here.
You don't belong here.
This is our jurisdiction.
Sorry.
Okay. It's it's Michael Jackson, right? If you want to attract kids, why wouldn't you put a zoo and a merry-go-round and a...
Okay, so I have my own theory on Michael Jackson.
Sorry. Too.
I have my own theory on Michael
Jackson. He was jacked up by his family.
Hear me out.
Go ahead.
Okay. He was very young when he became very popular and very successful. He never even got to live a childhood. I think he was gay.
Yeah.
And he still wanted to be a child. I don't think he intentionally wanted to molest little boys.
Yeah.
Of course he did, because he did. Or didn't. I don't know. There's not a guilty verdict out there, but whatever. But my personal opinion is, like, he got his childhood taken away from him at such a young age.
Oh, yeah.
Such a young age. He never really got to live that.
Yeah.
And I think maybe he was gay.
Yeah.
And his thing was,
he wanted to be a boy.
Like Theo Von said, 10 years old was the time to meet him.
The thing about it is, I'm a music guy. I actually loved Michael Jackson as a young person.
I had every single cassette.
I think he was a fantastic artist, a fantastic entertainer, fantastic dancer.
Oh yeah, the whole gig.
Somewhere along the way, he got thrown off. There's been some weird speculation about him being chemically castrated when he was young.
Maybe.
Because they didn't want his voice to change.
Yeah. To keep him from experiencing puberty. I've heard that.
Yeah. And so
it's essentially what would that do to you psychologically if
that were to happen?
Make you think that you're dude, can you imagine if your nuts would have never dropped? You should be running around Justin Bieberish like when he was a kid.
Forever.
Not a hair one on your face.
Yeah, never.
I mean, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know how you.
To be fair, all of this is speculatory.
It is speculation. None of it's facts. We don't know anything. Yeah. We're just two dudes
having a conversation.
Douching it up right now. You know what I mean?
We're reminding you that we're part of the 010s, all right? We didn't bat 1,000. Jesus did that, not us.
Shit, I'm batting a tenth. You know what I mean? But you really kind of it certain things that you've seen and you've heard and we've witnessed a lot, dude. We've been around for almost 50 years.
Yeah. Almost.
We've witnessed a lot.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. There's been a lot of things happen in our lifetime.
I remember the first time that we got the extra long cord for our phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I could reach my bedroom.
The little windy one.
Yeah, dude, and I could reach my bedroom. You could walk all through the house with it. I was on.
You remember how tangly that thing would get?
Dude, when you'd walk back and you'd hang it up there, that thing would look like a rat's nest, dude. Just.
Yeah.
And then the cordless phone.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were fighting with everybody over having it because it'd be in your room and it'd die. And you know what I mean? Dude.
The answering machine, the microwave. Yeah. I remember the first microwave. In our house.
I remember the first time that we got a TV I remember like when we first got cable.
Yeah, the little.
Yeah. It was like 8 buttons on the top of the cable box.
Yeah. It was.
And when you'd have a pay-per-view.
13 through 22.
When you had a pay-per-view, you had to call them.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
You know what I mean?
You did. Mike Tyson.
Michael Spinks.
Yeah.
That was the one. I remember sitting there watching my mom. My mom's on the phone. And back then, I think it was like West Texas something.
Yeah.
She's on the phone.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Leaned up against the wall. And I ordered the fight. You know what I mean? I'm like.
And they give you access. Okay, click this button. Click.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it lasted like 14 seconds. And you know, everybody pissed off throwing beers. And
the pay-per-view. And the pay-per-view was probably $40 back then. Now it's $100.
I don't know. I haven't paid for
it. I haven't done a pay-per-view forever, but I think the last pay-per-view I paid for was Holly Holmes, Ronda Rousey 2.
Dude, that
was a long time ago.
I've been with my wife for since 2000, Christmas of 2017. So I've been with my wife for almost 8 years.
Yep.
And I've never rented a pay-per-view with her.
We did one. We've done a couple, but it's been some time. We've been together for 14 years this year.
We've gone places, but we haven't rented one.
You have to pay to get in, though, don't you? Oh, no.
I've gone to, like, buddies' houses and stuff like that. But I've never...
But you never paid for the pay-per-view.
No, I'm done with that. No. I can... Why?
I'm done with live sporting events.
But they started coming out so fast. Like, you have... Okay, so UFC got to a point where it was, like, $119 or $129 every freaking fight. And they'd have one every weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, they have fights
every weekend. No one can afford to do that.
They used to do once every... It used to be like once every 3 months.
Dude, I can't even tell you the last time that I watched a fight.
I had the fights on Saturday. They just were on. I wasn't really paying attention. The Davishvili fight or whatever.
I don't even know who that is. I don't know any fighters no more.
Used to. I used to know a lot.
Yeah. My favorite time was Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz, Randy Couture, all of them in their prime.
Yes.
Dude, because Chuck Liddell...
The Axe Murderer. That's dude, my boy, dude.
That boy Vanderlei was sporting, Silva. That boy was sporting the best beer belly ever and still out and there. Dude, he stood back there like this. You know what I mean? It's like, that was his stance, dude. And he would just.
Gosh, he would eat him, but he'd give him back hard. Dang.
Love that, dude. The Iceman, Chuck Rashad. Liddell, dude. Yes. Sugar Rashad Evans. I mean. Yeah. Yeah. Dude,
Lyoto Machida,
yeah,
GSP,
Rampage. I mean, dude, all of them, dude. They were like,
it's like the prime time. That's when it was the best.
Yeah. And then a little bit before that, Tank Abbott.
Oh yeah, when it very first.
Yeah, got going. Dude, and he'd get pissed because they'd force him into submission. He's like, that's not fighting.
Well, technically, it is.
That is. God, that bare knuckle stuff was crazy though, dude. That was wild,
dude.
Hard to watch. I've watched some of that.
That just, you know. That's a prime example of how, as humans, and like culturally speaking, we're like mutating all the time. And I hate to use that term, but that's essentially what it is. Our beliefs have gotten so loose. Like everything has just gotten so, nobody has, you know, the moral compass used to be, it like used to be instilled in people. Like you looked for church, you looked for Christ, you looked for God, you looked to heaven when you were at your most, you know, back in the day, look at movies. Back in the day, they'd hit their knees and they would just reach to the sky. Dude, it seems like nobody does that no more.
Yeah.
They're desperate times of need. They curse, they rage, they do these things that aren't. Look, I'm guilty of it too. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. I'm right there. I do the same thing.
I'm in the 010 with you, bro.
But, dude, at some point, the only promising thing that I think that there is there is that it the culture has been getting so off the rails that you're starting to, when you read scripture, you start to understand like the coming. When he's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
Like he's coming back, and it's.
I will never be the guy that's.
He's not coming in riding on a donkey this time.
Nope, it's coming on a horse,
and he's not coming in preaching the word. He's coming in to slay.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and it's going to be, dude. Unless you're on his side, it's going to be really. It's going to be really crazy to watch because you're going to be worrying about your throat getting cut too.
100%. I think that. This has been an interesting roller coaster today already, but the whole point of where that started with the 010s and then just like kind of like we were talking about how like sometimes it feels like the only way that I'm going to find success is if I get martyred for the cause.
Yeah, as if someone says denounce your God now or lose your head.
Right.
Take it.
I guess go ahead and take it. Yeah. It is what it is, baby, because I ain't going to denounce it. But – We have to remember that Christ is batting 1,000.
He's batting for us.
And he's batting for you, yeah.
Our mediator.
You got a pinch hitter, doc.
Dude, he's our mediator. We talked about this last week, too, yeah. Job.
Yeah.
If only there was a mediator.
Yeah.
We have a mediator.
We have a mediator.
that is going to bat for us, dude. I mean,
and he has a relationship with the umpire.
Yeah,
who gets to call the balls and strikes? And he's like, no.
He's like, no. Let my boy go.
He didn't swing at that one. He didn't.
Let my boy go.
Yeah, he's good. He got it. It's a walk.
Come on, he's coming home. He's coming home.
100%, dude. What?
What else is there? What better thing is there in the world?
I don't know why.
You know what's crazy, though, is we get so hung up on all the small things, the small details.
Yeah, the grain of
salt. Well, I did this. Oh, it's the, well, I didn't do that. Oh, it's the, man, I should have done this. I should have. We're putting it on our shoulders. If it was on our shoulders, there would be no salvation. That's why God put Jesus on this earth to do the things and be the sacrifice that he was, so that we could be saved. Because, look, according to the law, we can't do it.
It's not possible.
No. You're not capable. Physically, no, dude, there's no way. There's one person that could. It's Jesus.
The most pious people that you've ever known. Job is a great example. Still fell short.
Yeah.
I mean, David. I've been intimately studying David's story recently, and I'm like blown away by some of the things. Yeah. Like
a man that was after God's own heart.
Exactly. That's how even Christ described him as that.
A man after God's own heart.
Dude, and this dude did some
horrific freaking things.
Messed up things. You know, I'm going to point this out, and I'm going to have to find the scripture to show you later. He killed the Philistine giant, right?
Yeah.
They fought the Philistines.
Who was this
forever.
Uncircumcised Philistine?
Later on in the book of Samuel, you know he fought with the Philistines also, killing people of Judah. This is David, the man after God's own heart. It's in the Bible. I'm not lying to you.
Easy, don't tear the table apart.
My bad.
You're strangling your mic.
Dude, I was like, what am I reading right now when I was reading it? Like, oh, are you serious? Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember this.
You don't want him to be the villain, but we already know that there was a point when he killed his own friend to sleep with his wife.
Mm-hmm. No, he slept with his wife and then killed his friend.
Okay. Yeah. Essentially the same kind of.
Essentially.
So we already know that he was villainish.
So he stood up for Saul a lot of times.
Why does it surprise you so much?
Because of the nation, right? He's an Israelite. He is all about the Israelites. He stood up for Saul, a man who was the first king and wanted to kill David from the, like, as soon as he killed Goliath, he wanted David dead.
You know what that story reminds me of? You know, when we talk about our flame, when we first start our walk, our flame being so big, our flame for Christ being so big.
Yeah.
And then the further you get in this walk, how it dims.
It just gets harder.
That's a prime example.
Yeah.
He was a man after God's own heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was a stand-up guy, did all the right things, and then it just... But you know what it is? God, dude, we could take a 20-year hiatus. If we live 20 years... without him, we can do that. And when we come back, he's never going to say, where have you been? Are you still Christian? He's going to be like, welcome back, my son.
Yeah. I've been waiting on
Look
you.
Look at how Jesus was with Mary. I mean, I hate to always use the chosen, but that's the best visual example.
Yeah.
When she disappears.
And she came back.
She came back, and she's like, no, where? He's like, where have you been, daughter?
Yeah.
Welcome back. And he's like hugging her and loving on her. That's how God is.
Yeah, 100%. He's like the prodigal son, and he's like the prodigal son's father.
Man, I don't even know how to say it, dude. We have, other than the actual physical touch and experience that the disciples have, we have something better. We have belief based on faith. You know what I mean? That's hard to do. It's hard to tell somebody like, hey, this dude did all this stuff. You really ought to believe it.
Why?
You know what I mean? It's really hard.
Show me.
Yeah. I mean, look at Muhammad.
Yeah.
Look at like how Hindus are. I mean, look at all these things. Ooh. Look at all these other religions. Look at all this stuff. Based on faith, they could be right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I think all those are?
But you get people that are just there, like, I will not I will not change it. I'm not going to switch it. I'm batting right-handed right now. I'm not going to switch and bat left-handed and go Islam or.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No.
You know that reminds me of?
Eat like, a wiener.
Okay. So you're, like to go to like something a little more light, right? Like I'm a Longhorn fan to my heart, right? Like my core is a Longhorn fan in every sport. And we know rivals, right? It's like whenever Texas loses to A&M or Texas loses to OU, people walk up to you the next day like you're not going to be a Longhorn fan still.
Now, how was that?
It sucked.
Yeah, it sucked. Get away from me before I punch you in the face.
We lost. Guess what? I'm still a fan, yeah. Right? It's the same idea, right? Like, I'm not going to switch teams now. Yeah. I wasn't going to switch teams anyway. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, man. He is the way. He is the only way.
The crazy thing is there's, you know, Christ is mentioned in all of these other literary
yes.
elements. You know what I mean?
He's recorded about in history, bro.
Everywhere.
Outside of just the Bible.
He's not a prophet. He is the Messiah. He is the Son of God. He is the one and all. He is the way, the truth, the life. He's the Alpha, the Omega. Look, Muhammad is still in his tomb. Everybody is still in their tomb. Jesus rolled the stone away and walked up out that bad boy like deuces. Hey, come put your finger right here. I'll see you over here. We're gonna go chat here in a minute.
Yeah.
Come on, finger me right there. You know what I mean?
He's like, hey Thomas, check it out.
Come on, Doubting Thomas. I'm just poke your finger right there. See him. Oh, looky there. There's one right there too. Okay, let's go. We got business to tend to. I gotta go talk to these females. We're gonna get this deal cracking.
Yeah.
And y'all are gonna go build my church.
Go start fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. You go do your thing. All these people all the disciples that were killed, these brutal, horrible things for a lie.
It's not
It's not gonna happen. Look, I tell you this right now. If I even doubt that it's the truth, and you come up to me like I'm about to throw you in this pot of boiling oil, shit.
No,
that shit wasn't real at all, dude. I'd never seen none of that.
Theo Von then. Yeah. Actually, he died.
Yeah. No, actually, he ended up doing some pills and crashed into an embankment. He's dead. You know what I mean? No, I'm out.
Yeah.
Dude, if you saw what happened, if you witnessed the miracles, if you were there for the teachings, if you got to hear the words roll off of Jesus' tongue, the things that he said, the wisdom he spoke, and someone put you in that position, you're going to be like, you damn right he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
100%.
You ain't shaking me. I know this. I mean, I'm already prepared for this. Shit. Get me a diving board. I'll swan dive in that oil.
He didn't die.
Yeah. No, dude. This dude stood up like, I watched, like, you know, 3 days later, this dude just walked right by me like, hey, what's up, John?
You're like,
oh,
I see you, dog.
What's happening right now? Yeah. No one's going to do it.
Think about Peter. Peter was crucified upside down by his own request.
Because he didn't feel like he was worthy of being crucified the same way Jesus was.
Right. And so the upside down cross, they've always said, is the Antichrist. That's like just somebody bastardizing the truth. The truth is unworthy. Right. Now, I'm not saying you should do that or put that on your body or some stuff like that. But I am saying that's
another one of them. You got to be real careful about where you get things and how you portray them.
Yeah. Like Peter did that, crucified upside down. Paul was stoned and lived and eventually beheaded. One was speared. One was sword, like took a sword to the chest. One was crucified, basically crucified.
One of them was dipped in boiling oil and lived, right?
John. Yeah. Was dipped in boiling oil and he walked away.
Tell me he don't have God's favor or protection on him.
Are you serious? How could you live? One was skinned alive.
Have you ever got bacon grease on you?
You want to die anyway,
dude. I made the mistake of cooking bacon without a shirt on.
Oh, yeah, you made a mistake. Yeah. No.
I felt like I'm getting my nipples burned off. You know what I mean? You want to tell me that this dude just stood up and walked away, like got dipped in a pot of boiling oil, like, and then just, no.
All his skin was taken off.
Was he walk away as a skeleton? Have you seen what happens when you put a turkey in boiling water, like in oil?
Just pee in it, it'll blow up.
Oh, dude, man, it's insane.
Golly, it's crazy. It's crazy, all of that. And all of the thing about it is it's recorded by outside sources. Yeah. Not just, none of that's in the Bible. None of the ways that, Andrew was speared, that's in the Bible. Paul's stoning that he survived is in the Bible as well. Like, there's some of those that are in the Bible, but a lot of those are recorded outside of the Bible. That's not included in the Bible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
John eventually was cast out and, like, sent to the island of Patmos. That's where he wrote the book of Revelation. That's where he had the revelatory.
They still don't even know. They still don't have. There was no skeletal remains or none of that stuff.
That's why I think. So you remember the scripture from John, the book of John, when it says, Jesus says, well, what if I don't want him to die? And it says, that's why people think that he said he wasn't going to die, but that's not what it really, it said in parentheses, but that's not what he actually said.
Yeah.
And people, there's people that actually believe that John never died. I cannot confirm nor deny.
Yeah, we don't have the mental fortitude or the physical evidence to prove otherwise.
Otherwise, or that he did die. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have either way. All I know is, like, whatever God wants to do, whatever Christ wants to do, they can do it, right? And so, like, all of this stuff and all of this kind of the negative about the world and how messed up it is and how close we are. Look, that's all good news, really. The good news is that the further we get into this terrible earth and allowing the enemy to overtake it and be more and more and more and more and more obvious, the closer it is to Jesus's return.
So, okay. So I had this little thought.
Okay.
So, you know why I think this is one of the things that have been, like, on my mind, why it's so important to beat the battle of lust. You know, when we get to heaven, we're gonna have a new body.
Right.
We're not gonna remember our old ones. I don't think that we're gonna be like we were.
Right.
So my personal thought process, kind of what I'm thinking, you know, that the importance of beating that battle with lust and lustful desires and all these humanly things is it's not going to be like that.
Right.
So get used to living with something, you know, like, who's to say that the women are going to have boobs?
Right.
Or big fat asses or any of that stuff.
It's probably not going to
be
things.
Like, it's probably not going to be like that though. Right. Like, we're not going to be walking through the streets of gold and paved in heaven, you know, like with women rocking
out.
Yeah.
Lustful
big things. Big fat boobs and tits and
asses
and all these things. That ain't going to be how it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I feel like it's such an important battle. There's other things too, like the lying, the stealing.
Yeah.
It's very important to beat these here who are you going to rob and steal from then? Christ-like people? You are not going to be walking the paved streets of gold in heaven if you were a thief and a liar and all these things.
You're not going to steal from people that you love, right?
Exactly.
You're not going to do all that. You're not going to covet them if you love them, right? No. You're not going to be jealous of them.
Love your neighbor as if, you know.
As you love yourself. Yeah. Or as Christ loved the church, right?
It's a whole lot of crazy things. There's a whole lot of crazy ways that you can take all this. There's a million different views. There's a million different things. The most important thing is quit putting so much human aspect on things and trust and believe in Jesus. That's it.
That's it.
If you make that the centerpiece of what you got going on in your life,
yep.
You got a promising. It's promising.
Two quick points. Number one, the first one, and it's something we may want to talk about a little bit more on the lust side. When the Bible gets to talking about behaviors that you should avoid, it says stay away from these kinds of things. There's only one behavior that it says flee from this, and that is sexual immorality. Yeah. It says flee. It doesn't just say avoid. Yeah. It says run.
Okay,
get the F out of there.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What do you think sexual immorality looks like?
It encompasses a whole hell of a lot, including...
I think it goes back to like Sodom and Gomorrah, or do you think it's as simple as just being lustful?
Sodom and Gomorrah is as far as it goes, in the bad direction, yeah. Right? Like, but that's only, that's like the far end of the spectrum.
Yeah, so that's your extreme right.
Right.
Or extreme left, however you
want to do whichever direction it. You want to go. And but sexual immorality can be lustful desire,
yeah,
towards someone who is not.
Do you think it goes well? Do you think it goes as far as a man shall not lay with another man? Or
absolutely.
Do you think that's the other end of the spectrum? Or I mean, because that can be interpreted as so many different things.
Yeah, sexual immorality is anything that's opposed to the natural.
Okay, so what the only reason I was asking you that is because this is the point. That's another one of those that can be so the array of it can be so wide.
Yep, yep, yep.
That's another one of them points where you need to put on the full armor of God.
Yep. Yep.
Because if you armor yourself like this, then you're gonna understand like, oof, man, that's not right. It's not a look. Sins aren't a yes or no.
So right.
It's a right now.
Yep. Yep.
It's not a I am or I'm not. Right. It's a, well, I'm not right now.
Right.
Or I am right now.
Right, right, right.
Good it's point. Not a definite, yeah. it's not a yes or no kind of thing.
Right.
When you look at the sexual immorality, the lustful desires, it's like, well, I'm not lustful right now. That's the full armor of God. That's put it all on.
Right.
If you have it all on, you're going to understand like, hey, look, maybe I shouldn't visit Pornhub tonight. Maybe I shouldn't go in there and beat the knuckle babies out. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's a million. I say this humorously. It's really not funny. We're trying to have a serious conversation. I don't mean to dumb it down with humor, but you have to prepare yourself for the temptations, because it's everywhere, and it's everywhere now. Everywhere now. You can look any direction, and you can either choose to keep looking or look away. It's like, oh, wow, don't need to be looking over there.
Yep.
You know what
100%.
I mean?
100%. It's like that idea.
That's the beauty of this walk and understanding, is that you recognize those things. Look, every now and then, I'll be flipping on TikTok. Have you? I'm sure you have. Be flipping on TikTok. I call it zombie scrolling because you're not really looking. You're just
flipping. Yeah.
But I'll every now and then I'll have something pop up, and when I swipe, it'll swipe it over. And it's usually something stupid. It's maybe a dog video or something. I'll
laugh
like
my butt off at that stuff.
But it swipes over to where I viewed their profile. You know, I'm like, ah, god dang, you know, because I'm like, ah, click out, whatever. I don't think nothing of it. But sometimes it'll happen to me, and it's a female. And it's like, damn it. Damn it.
I didn't mean to view that profile.
Yeah, and then you exit out, and you're like, phew. And then you go, and it's like, I mean, they may not happen again for a while. It might happen to me once a week. Not necessarily a female, but it'll happen to me where, like, I viewed my wife's on accident. She reposted a video that I reposted. Well, I seen it, and it says, you know, it tells me that she reposted the same video. And so I was like, oh, that's cool. When I clicked on it, it took me to her profile. And I was like, I don't know, you know, like, I'm sure she doesn't mind if I view her profile, but
for sure,
I don't want it to be like, hey, I'm checking up on you.
I'm watching your profile.
Watching you. Watching your followers. Who are you following? Why are you following them? You know what I mean?
I think what's important to balance here is that, like, look, man, yes, sexual immorality can go from knuckle children and Pornhub all the way to
sock monkeys.
Sock monkeys.
I got a dirty sock monkey under my bed. Anywho, that
it just can go so far out of whack, right? And the point of it is it's like, look, the battle of the flesh is real.
It is real, and what a lot of people need to understand that. Look, those times when you sit there and you're like, ooh, yeah. That's essentially adultery.
You're losing the battle right there.
The
100%.
Yeah.
And people are, it's getting, ooh, man, they're making it really hard to avoid anymore for sure.
It's just that it's everywhere. It's in your face everywhere. It's in like, it's everywhere. It doesn't matter where you look. If you look right, you better be prepared to look left. If you look straight, you better be prepared to turn around. I mean, you just got to be, keep your head on a swivel, stay prepared.
Yep. You remember you were talking about how, like, you can be glancing in this direction and be like, oh, don't want to look at that. Oh, don't want to look at that. It's the same thing with your thoughts, right? Like how that thought, the initial thought isn't your fault. Keeping the thought is definitely your fault.
Yeah.
Right.
Dwelling
on it too. Ooh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Grind it in. Yeah, bad. But at the end of the day, at the end of this conversation, we have an opportunity to celebrate the birth of the one who came to save us.
Yeah.
Right?
Everybody needs to keep in mind the reason for the season, too. Yeah. I mean, you know, look, it's okay. It's all fun and games. Give your gifts out. Do all that stuff. But, man, you know, like,
just make sure you glorify God.
People go so far into making sure that their kids know Santa's real and all this stuff. It's like, do you put that kind of energy in making sure they know that Jesus is real? Do you put that kind of energy in letting them know that Jesus is the reason for the season, that he's the reason that we have a shot at an eternal life?
Yep. That's important. Huh. It really is. It's the main purpose, right? And what we've turned it into is what we've turned it into. And look, there's good things about it. There's bad things about it. Good, right?
Bad. I mean, it's human culture, dude. We've humanized Christmas. That's all we've done. We've made it a man-made thing now to where we celebrate something that it's not intended to celebrate. But it is what it is, dude. I mean, it is what it is. You can only go so far. You can only do certain things without sounding like you're trying to totally just destroy a holiday. And that's not what we're doing. It's just like, hey, slow down, take the time, focus.
And give Christ a little bit of the glory, man. That's like, at least center it around him. Yeah. Go ahead and give the gifts, but do it as, like, God blessed us to give this to you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what? Why is that so hard? I don't think it is.
I got another question. Why is it so hard to guess what the Germans call constipation?
I don't know.
Or what do they call constipation? I'm sorry.
It is hard to guess. What do they call constipation?
Far from pooping.
Far from pooping.
I butchered that one, damn it.
You had me eating out of your hand, bro.
I put the ball on the tee. All you had to do is swing the bat.
Far from pooping.
Far from pooping.
Could be far from shitting.
Far from shitting. I like how I think the German accent's going to sell the joke.
It does, doesn't it?
Not really, no.
No? No. I think this dude may be German. Noam Chomsky? I don't know if that's how you say it or not.
Russian, maybe? Czechoslovakian, I don't know.
N-O-A-M, Noam, right? Yeah. Chomsky, Chomsky.
It's definitely Chechnyan.
He said it's definitely Chechnyan.
Nice. I don't know.
It's going to sting. Nobody's going to pour truth into your brain. It's something you have to find for yourself.
Ah, dude.
Fudge. You might want to seek it.
Well, but here's the thing is it's like a polite reminder. You know, we talk about how the world is and how everything goes. Dude, I really am 1,000% on board with the world is built with lies.
It really is. Yeah.
It's built and sold like that. And
we got to find the something that's true.
Yeah. And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and life. I mean,
and he came into the world that he knew belonged to Satan, even vocally admitted that.
And this is his world. This is his realm.
And he came into it to defeat it.
Yeah.
To take the power of death, sin, and the grave away.
Dude, you talk about the ultimate freaking
slap away, in the face.
The ultimate away game. Like, this dude's going to stroll into his field and just bitch slap him into freaking Hades.
He walked out with his and just laid it on the table and said, guess whose is bigger, baby?
Yeah.
I got you. Got you cornered. Check effing mate.
Hey, Merry Christmas. We love y'all. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey. Don't forget the reason for the season. And for Bumper Sticker Wisdom, I'm Jason.
I'm John.